Paulie, welcome to Wakefield, welcome to Super League. What have you made of life in the Merry City so far?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's a bit slower than it is back home, but I'm still trying to get used to the cold up here, which is a bit different for me right now, so you know, it's a bit harder to breathe, but yeah, it's good. Yeah, England's treating me well, you know, all the boys are treating me well too, so I feel like I'm at home.
Yeah, you'll find there's about a month of summer, or maybe a week, sometime around July, and the rest of the time it's as cold as this. But I guess when you're out there running around, you'll get warmed up soon enough.
Yeah, definitely. You've got to give us about 20 minutes to warm up. You know, after that, the fingers start getting warm and the toes start getting warm. So, yeah, man, we just got to give us some time before we get warmed up. So, yeah.
What have you made of your teammates so far, helping you settle in at the club?
Yeah, good. They're very family orientated. You know, most of these guys have kids and stuff like that, so they know how we feel when we move up here by ourselves. So they always invite us over to have dinner and lunch and stuff like that. But yeah, they're making me feel like I'm back at home. So yeah,
it's good. And what attracted you to come to this club? Obviously, a team that's on the rise at the moment as well.
Well, there was a couple of the boys back at home that told me Super League's a good game for me. So Tyler Randall, for an example, he moved up here halfway during the year last year, and he called me up and said, you know, it's good up here, you know, you should come try it and stuff like that. And then Mickey Payer from Hull FC, he gave me the word. It was always like, oh, you really enjoy your football up here, so you should come try it. So yeah, them two are the reason why I moved up here, you know, try something different and showcase my skills up here. So
you'll find the fans love a good forward player who rips in, runs in, gives a good performance of themselves. You're just looking forward to performing in front of the Wakefield faithful.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully they enjoy my football and the way I run and tackle and stuff like that. So, you know, if the fans don't like me, man, then I'm going to have to fix it up.
you're part of a huge pack. I mean, geez, you're a big man yourself, but you're part of a huge pack of forwards here at Wakefield. It's a great unit to be part of.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was speaking to some of the boys a couple of weeks ago. They said that this pack wasn't as big as it was the last 2 years ago, but you know, they're starting to build a bigger pack, and this year's their biggest pack they've had. So hopefully it's a big improvement for us in the future, and especially for this year. So we're going to take it one by one. So.
And it's a pack full of different personalities. You know, Danny Kerman, a very thoughtful person with his bird watching and stuff. And Dave Fafita is just, well, I don't really know how to describe him.
Yeah, I know Dave Fafita from back at home. He's always loud and he's full of energy, so great bunch of blokes, you know, the forward packs, you know, all our big fellas are different personalities, but when it comes time for football, man, we're all on the same page. So yeah.
And last year they provided a great platform for the backs, the wingers as well, scored some great tries. Did you see much of Wakefield before you came over?
No, I watched the two games that Tyler Randall played, though. Those are the only two games that I watched, but you know, from watching it, you know, I've picked up a lot from them two games, you know, the speed of the game and the defensive side and stuff like that. So yeah, man, it's a bit different. It's a bit different, but it's good. I'll learn off it.
Looking forward to the start of the season coming up in a couple of weeks' time, and some big games already, and it's a very even competition this year, and perhaps anyone could win it, and Wakefield certainly in contention with a place in the top four.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're contenders, you know, we're gonna try our best to hit the top four. You know, Wakefield's starting to build up as well, and hopefully this year we do well and become a better team. You know, if it doesn't work out for us this year, then next year there's always another chance next year to get better. So, you know, the club's improving. You know, everything's improving. You know, the coaching staff is making us feel at home. So, it's good. It's good for us in the future.
What have you made of Bellevue? It's an old ground. It's got its critics, but it is home to Wakefield, and the fans love it anyway.
Yeah, it's good. I don't mind it. It's nice and tight. You know, back at home, we got big stadiums and stuff like that. But you know, stadiums like this make me feel like I'm back at home again, you know, playing my park football and having fun and stuff like that. But you know, the grass is nice. You know, they're looking after the field, so it's good.
Is that what we expect to see from you this year? Plenty of smiles on your face while you're playing out there.
You see me smiling all the time, no matter what. So I'll be aggressive on the field, but if I hit someone, I'm gonna smile. So it's gonna be good.